Good morning, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are beginning the actual Perek. This is part 2 of chapter 24, Perek Chaf Dalet, and beginning the Psukim themselves. We ended by talking about commenting on the idea that this Perek, this chapter, thematically describes Hashem as, in some ways, as controlling all the mundane things in life. That's why it begins the week as the Shir Shel Yom for Sunday, to express the idea that as we begin the regular work week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is in charge. And we're going to double down on this idea because the first two psukim I'm going to speak about this morning really hammer down this idea in our minds. So let's begin the chapter. L'David Mizmor L'Hashem Haaretz Umloa Tevil V'Yoshveva. So this again, we discussed at length, maybe to know the David Mizmor, why that is significant. We're going to skip that for now. That all belongs to Hashem Umloa, the world and all its things in it, all the inhabitants that live in it. Ki hu al yamim misada val naro sichon neha. David HaMelech continues and says, because he founded upon the waters and established it upon rivers. So what's fascinating we're going to discuss this morning is that the word ki, certainly in how we speak, and often in Tanakh, means because, which indicates to us that the first two psukim are a cause and effect, or something is a fact, and therefore, pasuk beis. So our job this morning is to figure out what that exactly is referring to, what the key is. In other words, the first pasuk simply just says that Hashem owns or it all belongs to him, all the earth and all in it. Why? If you read the word as key as because he set it up on water and created it around rivers. How are they even connected? What does the seas and the rivers have to do with or is a reason for that Hashem owns the entire earth? And so the Mefarshim clearly are bothered by this. Mesudas David, the Sforno, suggest similar ideas that the water is a good example of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu really has control over the earth. We'll discuss that actually very in a deep way in a moment. There is a possibility that the word ki, the Ibn Ezra quotes, that the word ki does not have to mean because it could also mean with or im, maybe expressing the idea, as many suggest, that the world requires water, yamim, and naharos, rivers, to survive. The yamim are for just giving moisture to the land and people who need water, and naharos for commerce. And so both are crucial. It could be the word ki, the Ibn Ezra writes, means like im. With that, the world belongs to God. He has this idea. He connects the entire world through water, which, by the way, also is a nice thought, that indeed what connects the entire earth that God created is indeed through water. Rav Hirsch writes that Yamim is just an example. This is just an example of what's said in Pasuk Aleph, of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up every segment, every piece of humankind in areas, geographically, with very specific features. So he set up land, climate zones, water zones. Some areas are dry, some are moist, some have a lot of rain, some a little rain. But this pasuk, you know, deepens our awareness of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so carefully and with such great thought and precision created every single segment of earth around the kind of water it needs in order to survive, whether it's naturally or in terms of commerce. As we know, certain lands have water and rely on water for their finances. But I really want to discuss this morning a fascinating thought. I'll tell you an amazing piece of Hashpacha practice about this little vort. It's a beautiful vort, actually, not a little vort. From Rav Shlomo Fischer Zatzal, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in Itri. Now, at first glance, it's very nice, in Itri, in Eretz Yisrael. It's a great yeshiva, well-known yeshiva, great Talmid Chachamim stemmed from Itri. But why is that important that I tell you who said it? Because, amazing, that when I saw this vort, this explanation of the first two psukim in this Tarek from Rabbi Fischer, I knew who he was from Itri a little bit. I was aware of the fact that he was Rosh Yeshiva and what a Talmid Chacham he was, what a Baal Machshava he was. But just last night, I was doing a Siddur Kedusha and did a wedding for a family from our shul, modeled up the Moldovan family on their on Jeremy's wedding to Lauren and to the Melman family as well. And so I sit down next to this fellow, Rabbi Eli Gewirtz, who is the founder of Partners in Torah, an amazing person in his own right, what the amazing kirv he's done, and being able to connect. We've all heard of Partners in Torah, connecting people over the phone around the world for chavrusos, those who want to learn more about Yiddishkeit, deepen their awareness of halacha or any kind of area of Yiddishkeit of Torah. He's done amazing things for Klal Yisrael and for the world at large. The Gewirtz, we were schmoozing, and I asked him, where did you learn? And he said, I learned in Itri. And so I said, any chance you learned under Rabbi Shlomo Fischer Zatzal? He said, oh, he was my Rebbe. I said, you wouldn't believe this. I'm about to tell over a vort about Tehillim. I give a shiur on Tehillim every week. I'm about to tell over a vort from Rabbi Fischer. He said, tell me the vort. And so I told him this vort. He was blown away. He said, that's so in line with how Rabbi Fischer would speak to us and the machshavas he would share. And so with excitement, I'm able to share this vort this morning that Rabbi Gewirtz told me his Rebbe very much he could see saying. So let's share the thoughts. So he asked the very same question. How are Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis connected via the word ki? It's like a cause and effect. It doesn't seem to make sense. So Rabbi Fischer pointed out that in Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes, very famous Pasuk, Vayomer Elokim yikavu hamayim mitachas hashamayim el makom echad v'sira hayavasha v'yihichin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, during creation, gathered the waters together, yikavu hamayim, from under the heavens, into one place, and what happened? Therefore, you could now see the dry land, as if to say that all the time, the dry land was there. It was covered by water. When Hashem willed it to be, he asked the water to, through his mamaros, to gather together, thereby revealing the dry land. Asks Rabbi Shlomo Fischer, if the plan initially was that Hashem was going to show us the Yabasha, the dry land, so then why not just create the world that way? Create the world with some water and some dry land. Why did it have to be that Hashem created the world where water covered the entire earth as we know it, and only after he had the mamar, he drew the waters together to reveal the dry land afterwards? That's the question he asks, and he answers by using these two pesukim. He says the following. The Fisher says that really, naturally, the teva of the world is the world is full of water. That's the natural way of the world. But Hashem suspended this natural order for what purpose? To allow us, humankind, a space to live. And so, this is how we should think of it, Hashem literally maintains the earth every moment, every day, every week, every year, every month, against its nature, its teva, in a super miraculous way, because naturally it should be covered in water. And this is why he's attributed to having such bailus, such ownership over the earth, dafka here. Okay, and that's what the Mefarshim, if you look at the Mitzudas David, you look at the Sfarno now afterward with this word, you now understand. And so, says Rabbi Fischer, when we talk about Hashem owning the land or all that's in the land, all the inhabitants belong to God, what's the best proof of that? Kihu, what's the proof? Look at the water. Look how much effort Hashem puts into maintaining not having the water cover the land. And by the way, tangentially, now you also understand why so many of the calamities that happen, natural disasters, are all focused around water. More or less, as some point out, Bali Musar writes this sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at times to punish mankind, will allow nature to take its course. And he'll let go of the strings, kaviyachol, of this nace of maintaining the water off the top of the land, and have it cover through, lo aleinu, God forbid, hurricanes and tsunamis and all kinds of typhoons, all kinds of things like that. Because again, naturally, the water should cover the entire earth. That's the teva of the world, how God created it. He only willed it as a miracle, as part of creation, that the yabasha, the dry land, should be revealed. But if we don't deserve it, he will once again allow teva to take its course, and God forbid, lo aleinu, have it destroy certain parts of civilization, as we know. What a powerful word from Rabbi Fischer. And again, the recognition that it's the waters of the world, the seas and the rivers, that are the best reminder, he writes, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu really has bailus control over the earth as we know it. And that's the key, the because word from Pasuk Aleph transitioning to Pasuk Beis. Wishing you all a wonderful and meaningful day. Mir Hashem, we're going to continue with the rest of the Perek, Part 3, next week.